Leave inexperience behind, and you will live. Pursue the way of understanding. Reading Proverbs 9 in the Christian Standard Bible today, how many times do we default to our inexperience instead of pursuing new understanding? I think it's an easy thing to do to say, well, I just don't know. But we really need to get beyond that, don't we? By the way, you can find a year's worth of Proverbs every day by subscribing to my YouTube channel at 11talents.co/YT. Here we go. Verse 7. The one who corrects a mocker will bring abuse on himself. The one who rebukes the wicked will get hurt. So don't rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and he will love you. And this is really important. So rebuke the wise, and he will love you. Let's focus in on that for a second. A lot of times people think that correction is bad across the board. But everyone I know that is, I would consider a wise person, is someone who relishes in being corrected. They want to be better. My life motto, leave the world better than you found it. Yeah, it's these people. They know that the only way to get there is if they have people that are correcting them. In other words, they're not the smartest person in the room. They want to be around people that will correct them. And so that's that. So if somebody is not open to rebuke or correction, I should say, yeah, they're a mocker. They're a fool. And they don't deserve your attention at all. Verse 9, instruct the wise and he will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and he will learn more. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And that's true, because you will.